This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Afghanistan, the death toll from last weekend's attack on a wedding reception in Kabul has risen to 80. This as new Afghan war negotiations are set to reconvene. We get a report from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The new toll is confirmed as the U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban for an end to nearly 18 years of fighting in Afghanistan returns to Qatar to resume the talks. The top Taliban demand is for the estimated 20,000 U.S. and allied forces to leave, a prospect that has created widespread concern that another civil war in Afghanistan could follow as various armed parties jostle for power.
That was AP correspondent Zaria Shackley. The latest U.S.-South Korean military exercises are over, and so the question, is the stage set for the resumption of long-delayed working-level nuclear talks with North Korea? VOA correspondent William Gallo reports from Seoul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may have promised to resume talks when the U.S.-South Korean military drills ended. They did end Tuesday. A day later, Steve Biegun, the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, confirmed during a visit to Seoul he hadn't heard from the North.
Regarding the restart of those negotiations, we are prepared to engage as soon as we hear from our counterparts in North Korea.
Instead, North Korean state media blasted the U.S. for holding the drills at all and hinted the North could soon return to larger provocations. The latest U.S.-South Korean exercises were computer-based, meaning there were no bombs dropped on dummy targets or overt displays of military strength. But North Korea has continued to complain about the scaled-back drills, saying it sees them as preparation to invade. William Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA mobile app for your listening convenience. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled a scheduled meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen, because she has ruled out a sale of Greenland to the United States, which he said was an absurd idea. Mr. Trump was scheduled to be in Denmark in 2 weeks, but said based on the Prime Minister's comments, the trip was off. Frederiksen said she was disappointed by Mr. Trump's decision. At the White House today, he said her Greenland remark was nasty.
All they had to do is say, no, we'd rather not do that, or we'd rather not talk about it. Don't say what an absurd idea that is.
In Australia, Cardinal George Pell's appeal of his child's sexual abuse conviction has been turned down. Court of Appeal Chief Justice Anne Ferguson.
By a majority of 2-1, the Court of Appeal has dismissed Cardinal George Pell's appeal against his conviction for the commission of sexual offences. He will continue to serve his sentence of 6 years imprisonment.
The 78-year-old Pell faces a minimum of more than three years in prison before he is eligible for parole. At the Vatican, Papal spokesman Matteo Bruni.
At this time, together with the Church in Australia, the Holy See confirms its closeness to the victims of sexual abuse and its commitment to pursue, through the competent ecclesiastical authorities, those members of the clergy who commit such abuse.
Back here in Washington, President Trump is facing an uproar from critics who say he is again trading in anti-Semitic stereotypes. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's renewed his feud with two Muslim lawmakers who strongly criticized Israel, painting Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib as the face of the Democratic Party.
Any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
Jewish American groups blistered him in response, saying he's weaponizing anti-Semitism and that the accusations are among the most dangerous Jews have faced in years. The Republican Jewish Coalition, though, says the president was talking about people being disloyal to themselves rather than Israel. Recent polling shows a majority of Jews identify as Democrats. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Protesters in Hong Kong carried a message to commuters today, the one-month anniversary of a subway station attack by suspected gang members. Pro-democracy activists are demanding an independent investigation of that event. President Trump and Venezuela socialist leader Nicolas Maduro are both confirming that the Trump administration is talking with officials of the Maduro regime in Caracas. Mr. Trump did not identify the Venezuelan officials involved, saying only that the discussions are at a very high level. Gene Randall, VOA News.
In broadcast.